And you quickly neglect Geronosha. So Shaul over here is
Bashit.
Is it? As you heard, you listen to the Yilad Ahay. Yorech Shmispashel Bobin Geronosha and Yeshba Benoisin Tam. So you have in the Yorech and Noisin Tam. Harei Zoy Asur. So what is Allah Halach over here? Harei Zoy Asur. The Yorech is also because obviously the Gid is Noisin. And this vision is of the opinion that it's the holds of the Gid. Yesh be gidden b'nai sin tam, or ain be gidden b'nai sin tam. This time holds, yesh be gidden b'nai sin tam.
You would say, always, all circuit doesn't start.
Exactly. So there's a gidden b'nai sin tam, and now you cooked it, and there's going to be yesh b'nai sin tam, harezo asura. Shalav is, how do you calculate? Because even if you are to hold, lu yitzuya, you are to hold that yesh be gidden b'nai sin tam, the tam of the gid is the same exact tam as the bossa. So it's not something which you can really. It's not something which you are discern. So Ketan Mishar knows. How do you make the evaluation? Kibos the belefes. That is boss the belefes. Now what is the boss? What is the belefes? These two, they go together. We look at the yorech as boss that has been seasoned, has been treated with has been treated with lefes, with relish. Now what does that do? That lefes makes the boss absorbent. It right away is able to absorb the time very quickly. And the question is, why do we look at the meat, the yorech, as basar belefes? Why do we look at the basar to be basar, like vegetables,
kruv? I never got that into my head. I learned this so years back. I never understood this whole idea.
Halacha l'moshe misim. Let's see the Rashi. It's a little bit complicated, but that's the question. Basar belefes, Rashi. Roim, what is it when we go look? Ilu hayorech liftois, gid bas. Look at Rashi. Rashi says that we look over here, we have the gid. What is the gid and what is the basar? We look at what?
Which Rashi?
First Rashi Mishnah. We look at Yilu Hayorech is the liftois. We look at the yorech, the meat of the thigh, which is normally kosher meat, as if it's liftois. What's liftois? Relish. What does it say in the Rashi with liftois? They have a good shavuot with liftois?
Lefes.
No. No with lefes? Here it says, we look at it. We look at the gid as if it's
not the gid.
The yorech. We look at the yorech as if genasha.
So it's not that it's basar, but it's lefes.
Lefes.
Because lefes goes into it easier.
Oh, right. Now, why? It's nothing more than halacha l'moshe misinai. If you look, there are many different types of things that you can make with the basar. You can make the yorech is vegetables, kruv, carrot. You can make. I'm sorry. Cabbage. Or you can make believe it's this type of vegetable. The type of vegetable, lefes is not a vegetable. Lefes is yorech liftois. No, I'm sorry, turnips. I made a mistake. I don't know what I'm talking about. Shemin yorech mar. Okay, it's a certain type of vegetable, bitter vegetable.
So it's now, not turnip. Is it turnip?
I think it is. Lefes, I think it's turnips.
That red stuff again, pizza shop?
I don't know. I don't go to pizza shop. I don't know. Liftois, whatever it is, it's turnips. I think it's turnips. Mimel, what does it mean? There is a very specific rate of absorption relationship when you cook treif of meat with turnips. What is it? Is it more? Is it quicker? Is it less? Is it shishim? Not shishim? I really do not know. But all we know that Rashi is going to say soon is halacha l'moshe misinai. There's no tam, al tam, berech, don't make any calculations. We have a gid hanosha and we have basar. What is the relationship between the gid hanosha and basar? It's pure halacha l'moshe misinai. Don't look for reasons. We look at the gid as if the gid.
Just when privately speaking, how would you even when you're shy of something like this? How would you privately speak when you're shy?
Why Rabelski was able to do this in his mind? Rabelski looked at his car. I noticed Shaila. This he was able to make the mathematical calculation.
Actually, my shishim.
What? Okay, so same exact thing. Once you know the relationship, you know there's a medical science. There's
so lefes, you have over here,
make believe the entire, they've done experiments. Make believe the entire is lefes.
So you put it into
make
a pot.
Make believe the gid, right?
You take all those terms, you put it into a pot, and then you take a gid.
Take the volume. And what is this boss? The gid, we make believe the gid is regular boss. You go to Glatmark. Halacha l'moshe
misinai. You have to make believe the gid is like regular boss.
That's right. Regular flanking. Regular minute steak, regular tongue.
But we know that we know the gid isn't not have the same.
No, that's
characteristic.
Very place. Good. I just said to you 100 times. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Memorize those words. We have here a yorich and a gid. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Make believe the gid is your average piece of flanking you get in Milmart. And make believe the gid, you go to the Blue Ribbon next door and you buy yourself some turnips. And you make a calculation exactly how much meat, the volume of meat is there in this yorich. And take that turnip, make that into, take the same volume of turnips, put it into a pot. How much gid hanosha is there? Go buy some meat, go buy some turkey roll, and put that into your pot. Cook it. And then see if you can discern in the turnips the taste of the meat. And if you can discern in the turnips the taste of the meat, guess what? You're not allowed to eat the yorech. But if you cannot discern in the meat the taste of, in the turnip, the taste of the meat, then you are allowed to eat the yorech.
Over here, we're talking about over here a specific size yorech. So we're saying, based on this size yorech, how much this, and based on the amount of gid that we see in this yorech, which is also very hard to ascertain. So I'm going to go to this one and say, I think that I have in this piece of meat over here, I think I had 6 ounces of gid. Ounces of gid. And I think I got in the yorech, I think I got around 5 pounds
right.
of tarps.
And you make the calculation. That's what says the Mishnah.
It seems like also you have an Agias over here, which is also potentially a Mishnah. No? I'm the one who's deciding for myself whether
no.
I can.
No, you believe when it comes to
Esser. It's not this other Sachir. Eidach means also the Agias. It should be a problem.
Every a woman is allowed to go sell Hazam and Nida. Why should I tell her? Why say she's not a Nida? She to Mikvah. She's also a Nida. There's a Shaila. If she went to the whole Shaila, if things weren't okay there in the Mikvah. Something was a Chatzitza. So which is Neman? Yeah. That's right, 100%. You're a mashgiach for yourself. So kibosel was a real mechol the Rashi. This is a very specific Rashi in the sugya. Royin ki ilu hayarech liftois. The yarech is turnip. The agid is basar. The ilu hayed nice and tam basar b'shiagid b'lifta hayarech nesa. If it would take a be that the tam ilu hayed nice and tam was the oisav in the bach. The basar basar the basar because shiagid. Why? Dishiurin halacha l'moshe misinai. Ugimi, we have a tradition. Debahachi misharinon afal pishi ilu hoye kuruv a kafloit hoye tsarich pachos
ayozdeis.
If it will be a kuruv, if not instead of liftais, if it will be a kuruv, it will be a melon or kafloit.
Some other type of vegetable.
Vegetable. Then it will be a different calculation, right. Another mathematical
calculation.
Like you
said, halacha l'moshe misinai.
Halacha. Good. Have a nice day.
Which is interesting because Rashi did not say anything about the kid is like Bosa. He's only shtelling. Why is Rashi only shtelling on the Yorech being lifted?
That's
and not
all
a,
part. Well, why should, I don't know. Okay, I hear the kasha.
Yeah, okay.
Not a kasha. Okay. But this is the
Yisai. Because the kid is. Okay.
Okay, so this is the Yisai of the Mishnah. Nachman of the Mishnah. Yorech, Shnispashal, Magir, Anoshe, Yesh, Bob, Nesh, and Tam, Hareza, Asura. Ketzad, Misharin, and Hasa. How do we make the evaluation? Bosa, Belefes. Basar is the gid, the lefes is the yorech. Good? Are we done? Right. Next halacha. Gid anoshe, shnespashal,
not
gidin, you have a gid anoshe, oh, shnespashal in
hagidin. Not with the yorech.
Kosher yid, other gidin.
Not with the yorech.
Right, not with the yorech, but other gidin. In other words, everyone, you have the butcher, he's taking out the gidin, takes out the gidin, all the animals. There are some gidin that are kosher, and there are gidin that are non-kosher. And now you have a taruvis of many gidin, right? I have now 100 gidin. So what is the halacha? Bizman shema kiwa. Now after you do it, now when it's all over, shema kiwa, bin dai same time.
You already did the cooking.
Now, you did the cooking. So now let's say, ima kiwa, I can recognize which gid was the tray for gid. There was, let's say, one tray for gid hanoshe mixed with 50 kosher gid hanoshes. Okay? Not kosher gidin.
Right.
Sinews of other animals.
Right.
So I have one gid anosha.
One
gid anosha mixed with 50. So therefore, what is the halacha? The halacha is, well, first of all, we have bizman shema kiroi. If I can identify the bad gid, the gid anosha, take it out. Take it out and throw it in the garbage.
What does that accomplish?
What?
That I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah. No, let's see. Because I'll show you the moment. And now I have the other 50 gidin to have the absorbed flavor. Have they absorbed the flavor? The other 50 gidin, we're going to view them like they're lettuce, right? Turnips. Because the other 50 gidin they're kosher. They're kosher gidin. So anything that's kosher, we look at them as if they are lefis. The non-kosher gid is basar. We make the same exact calculation. If the calculation comes out okay, then you can eat all the other gidin, provided you can identify the bad gid and you can take it out. Because otherwise, each one we have to be chayish. This may be the gid.
Is it about that shir minyan?
It's, let's see, I'm not exactly sure the terminology. No, I don't think it's that shir minyan. I don't think there's a minyan. I think it's because you can identify that. Let's see. So therefore, get another shir minyan.
Shir minyan is something
that's
identified.
Let's
not
see. The imlav, if not, kul and asudin. Why? Rashi, b'nei sintam. Right, bismal. Let's go back to Rashi. Roshel and Megidin shall heter. Bizan shemakiroi mishmashlichoi luchutz veinkan ella pilitasa. The only thing we have to be concerned about is pilitas. Benayis in time. Im yesh benayis in time bechol elu schulim asurim lekam lekam befarish benayis in time bemin beminoi shein adam yochol lahashpichoi shiur b'shishim. Rafkin, I made a mistake. I told you make believe the other 50 gidin is going to be what a lift on. No. You don't do that in this case. In this case, we come on to Shishim.
Because you know the sermon.
Because they're exactly the same thing. It's min b'mina. They're all gidin. In the previous case, it was a gid with basar.
So a gid and basar
has a different taste.
Yeah, gidin, minus
the time. Oh, and therefore, what's the calculation the Chazal gave us? Lifton and basar. Now we're discussing a Nayyadin. We're not discussing lifton. We're not discussing gid. Everything's exactly the same. Now we come on to a Nayyad called Shishim. A whole new din called Shishim.
It's amazing that Gid and Basar and the Yarech is not called Min B'Mina.
No, it's not. Exactly, it's not. It's not Gid. The Gid with the Yarech is Min B'Sha'in Aminoi. The Mela, the Shir is going to be Allah HaLavash Mesinai. Lift on the Basar. Now, when we're discussing only Gidin, so then we're going to say it's going to be Min B'Minoi. Min B'Minoi was Halacha. Therefore, you have to first identify it. Take it out. After you identify it, now what's going to be the Shir Shishim? You need 60 times more. My example is no good.
Yeah, well, I was talking about that does not become a nimuach and that doesn't get
No. That's called reitiv. No. You can identify it. Now v'im lav. Let's say not. Kul rasudin. Let's say not. They're all going to be also white. Kol echad yesh loymar zehu. Frak the gemara of the gemara parich libatul beruba. That's the most kashva. Everything is bottle. So you come. You answer. Don't now we have to come with so you soon bite. Because each one might be the gid that's also. Let's say you talk and have 100 kosher gidin versus one non-kosher gid. What is the halacha? 100 kosher gidin versus one non-kosher gid. So as far as plate, mutter. You have shishim.
We call blias.
Blias, fine. Blias, mutter. Well, it's poilet.
Kabbalah kach paltai.
It's mutter. What's the only shayla?
My father should live in a bit of terror. I'm sorry, go ahead, yeah.
So when it comes to, as far as the tam is concerned, bottle. But what about, even though the tam is bottle, but you could identify, I can look. Here's the gid. So the mela. Even though the flavor is bottled, but the identification is not bottled, the male they're all going to be asr.
The answer says, "I feel in loy ha'yibikir ha'asr that they lost it and tam." Even though this the kid did not even
in our example,
because it's bottled,
100 tam is bottled. I told you 100 times more gidin kosher than non kosher,
right.
But it's still going to be asr because it can be identified. Fine. You're going in the mafarshim. Let's
think about it.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. Now, what about this gravy? Let's say I cannot identify. I cannot identify the git. So even though every single git is going to be osur, because it might be the git, but if since we have now 60 times more kosher gidin than the non-kosher git, the gravy is not a gid. The gravy is gravy. And the gravy, since the tam is bottled, so the gravy is going to be mutter. The gid, and we have to be chayish, each gid may be the gid, but the gravy is going to be mutter.
So we take a look at the shishim situation.
Correct. Exactly. Now, a similar din. V'chein chaticha shal nevela, chaticha shal nevela, v'chein chaticha shal dog, tamei, or non-kosher fish, shenispashlu ima chatichois. And they were all cooked.
This is a Zelba.
Min de minoy.
Zelba Zach. Zelba Gedank. Like Gid.
Right.
And Pasol. Gid and Yorick. Because it's Min Shein Aminoy.
It's Min Minoy in this case.
Right. It's Min Shein Aminoy.
Wait. What are you saying? I don't know. What are you saying over here?
Tichosh Adag Tomei.
other chatichos of dog, that's kosher. Of kosher fish.
Dog tummy.
Let's go. No, v'chein. Chatichos shel dog tummy.
With dog tahor.
Right. Shemispash im chatichos. With its own kind.
Right.
Yeah, a piece of non-kosher fish, which got mixed with many pieces of kosher fish. They all look identical. You cannot identify. Or you have a piece of non-kosher meat, got mixed with kosher meat. Bizman, shemakiron, if you can identify the non-kosher piece of fish, then b'noy sein tam. Get rid of it.
Then we'd look at tam. We'd look at 60.
Exactly. V'imlav.
Noy sein tam is a code word for 60.
Correct. When is it a code word for 60?
When you can remove.
No. Let's get something very clear about it. When they both emit the same flavor. See, this is a very interesting concept.
Mimbimino.
Correct. Pretty much mimbimino, correct. Shishim is only true when it comes to mindimino. That is correct. Exactly.
If it's min shibashanimino.
A min den is yorech with lefes. And the truth is, the Urch HaShulchan says it's beferish. He says that basically it's a kula. We're brainwashed today in the world that if you have non-kosher falls into something, so you need shishim. You don't need shishim. Usually it's a lot less than shishim. It's called b'noy sein tam. What is b'noy sein tam? Halacha, when it comes to gid anoshe, there the rule is lifton with basar. When it comes to other items, it's, can you discern the taste? How can you make that decision? You give it to a chef, to a lefitumai. Now, I'm willing to bet.
So you tell me, if you don't have 60, you have less than 60.
Min b'she'enoy minoy, you do not.
So it's not a code word for 60.
No, it's a code word for 60 when you can't make the determination of a kafela, or it's time min b'minoy. It's a chumrah when you don't have a kafela and you don't have, or it's min b'minoy. Then the only way you can paskin is only through shishim. But let's say it's min b'she'enoy minoy, and there's a kafela, or it's two things which are really mutter, so you can taste it anyway. This question is it true, is it not true, things like that. Then you don't need shishin, you need noy sein tam. Who says what I'm telling you now? The Urch HaShulchan, the Farish. I never understood this. Now, when I learned the morning of the Baal Batim, we learned the Shul Yodeh once, the Urch HaShulchan, it clarifies this. The din of shishim is a chumrah when you can't make that determination. And you see mamish here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't just shoot from the hip and say, oh, you need shishim. When it comes to yorech begid, it's min b'shein aminoi. So therefore you need noy sein tam. What's noy sein tam? So really the emphasis, go ask a kefela. He'll tell you what it is. The Mishnah is telling us, guess what? We're doing you a toiva here. We don't have to ask a kefela. If you have a whole, we'll tell you to do a toiva. We already figured it out for you. The calculation is bidiyuk, it's basar with turnips. We've done the math for you. Because since this is something which is common, identifiable in the Mishnah, the Chazal made the determination for you. But when you're going to deal with in Hilton restaurant, Hilton hotel, and they're cooking over there, they have spices and they have different types, the Chazal can't come along and make the determination for you in every single case. When it comes to a yorech, an animal, a hind of an animal, that's ma'aseh m'chol yoyim. We have basa, we have a gid, we'll tell you the calculation to know what it means. Min b'minoy is going to be turnips with basa. Why didn't Chazal give us a number? Maybe the number is 43. Maybe the number is 21. Maybe the number is 18. Maybe the number is 16. Why didn't Chazal give us a number? I don't know the answer. They told us, because maybe in Shtan HaTeva, maybe over generations, the nutrients in the earth of turnips change. I don't know, the animals, they're eating the same vegetation as human as right. Grows. Maybe there's a slight, maybe over time it always changed, but Chazal was certain, Halacha Moshe Sinai really, is that this balance, this relationship between turnips and basa will always be the same. And if don't give numbers, just use this calculation. That way you can make the determination, whatever it is. Actually, I'm making things now. But that's part of it. But when it comes to something else, then it's all against. It's b'noy sein tam. Only when you can make a calculation because you don't know the metzias, then you have no choice but to be machmir and come on to shishim. Are they clear?
Fantastic.
Aruch HaShulchan, Ferish. V'chein chatichah shon nevela. I never knew all these years. I never until the Aruch HaShulchan. V'chein chatichah shon nevela. V'chein chatichah shon dog. 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 V'chein chatichah V'imlav kulan surois. Why? Each one may be the one. V'aroite b'noista, but the roite, even in a matziv, where all the pieces are awesome, it doesn't mean each. You have to say the lamas of this mission. You see the merdik lamas of this mission. You know. In other words, I'll tell you the merdik lamas here. If you have over here min b'minay, right? You have, let's say you have 50 people. You have 100 pieces min b'minay. Oh, I can identify. So what's the halacha? All 100 pieces are going to be also. So you know what? Since each piece becomes also, here the vart, each piece now is a naya chefsa disur. The mela
possible chefsa disur.
Oh no! Hear what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? I want to say the thing that shloik halacha when the mission is coming to teach you the chiddush.
Right.
You may be misled to believe because remember the world. Remember the rule. We always say this. Sorry, the world of halacha does not follow the world of reality. Two passing ships in the evening. There's the rule of halacha and the rule of mitzvahs. Halacha l'mayis, you have min v'min, you have 100 pieces of meat. 100 pieces of meat. So, is the time really bottle? You bet it is. 100 against 1? 100 against 1! More than shishim, right? Can I eat meat, the pieces of meat? Why not? Because I can't identify which one is the meat that's not kosher. So each one now is suspect.
Separate problem. Separate episode.
Each one. Oh, so since the halacha is, you go to the Rav, and the Rav says, can I eat the meat? No, you can't eat that. Can I eat this one? No, you can't eat. Oh, the Rav told me I can't eat this piece of meat. I can't eat this. I can't eat this. I can't eat this. Oh. Each piece now is a naya chefsa disur. You psak halacha. The psak halacha makes the piece. It's a naya chefsa disur. And now there's gravy in the pot. Is there 60 times more gravy than the 100 pieces of meat? No way, Jose. So male, the gravy is also awesome. Because the gravy, you have to have 100, the gravy is shaloibimit. The gravy is certainly nimashenimimimai. But you should have to have now 100 times the gravy, can they get all 100 pieces? Because since the bottom line is, can you eat the piece of meat? No. Oh, okay, the Rav says, the psak halacha is a chalois, a chefsa disur on all 100 pieces of meat. Now I want the gravy. I need shishim. Can I get a piece of meat? Is that a gevalda svara? And what does the Mishnah tell you? Don't make that mistake. Don't outsmart yourself.
What am I learning different from Rabbi Chatichah Shemavel that I didn't already from Gita Noshe and Spashim?
So you may say murder the kasha. I don't know the answer. You're right. I don't know the answer. Let's see. You're guessing murder the kasha. What are you coming most that we already know? L'choir is in the Zel Bazach. We have to see the Gemara will come up. If the Gemara doesn't say it, then we're going to say it. Be brave and go where no man has gone before.
Right.
Go to the dark side of the moon.
Amar Shmuel.
Vayta. Amar Shmuel. L'shanu el'sh nispash l'bo. Only the... now we come to the back of the first halacha of the Mishnah. L'sh nispash l'bo. It says in the Mishnah. Nispash l'bo g'amash. Now entering the sugi of Tzali. All you got to do when you roast something, if you roast a davar ha'osa mit a davar ha'mutar, we do not say that the tam is mifafea, that it penetrates the gan tzach. It only affects the klipa. You coil it for yourself. It's not a special. Now, a little coil is a very small amount. It's a cleaf is a teeny mashu. That's it. Tzli only causes the tam isur to enter into the tam heter, into the davar ha'od mutar, only a mashu. Ad shemagia legin. Coil over here means, like this. Yeah, you have meat. You have a thigh, right? Peel off a layer of meat. Peel off. Keep on peeling off the meat. Keep on eating the meat until you get near the gid. When you get near the gig, just the piece of meat that's that little shtickle that's right up against the gid, do not eat.
You have to be careful
you're not getting too close. Right. It's confined. It contracts. It shrinks. Very good. You have the right word. You have the right vocabulary. Your wife taught you well. Avol nitzmas b'soichai. Maybe your wife should come and while we say the shir, she should tell us all the right words. We could actually learn something. Right? Are you laughing?
You're probably right. We can't learn. We're always open to learning.
Aval nitzla imay nitzmas b'soichav enim mifafei v'yoytzei basa. It's not penetrate v'yoytzei b'vot. It's not come out. Sli, you need a medium in order to allow the flavor to penetrate into the neighboring, into your neighbor. You need a medium. If there's no medium of a liquid, it's not going to penetrate. It's going to stay close. Kol yachal kolaymar kolaym. Oh, kolaymar is a stop sign. Kolaymar does not mean Rashi says they peel off the top of the git. That's not what it means. That's what I started saying. That's not what it means. I knew that was the mistake when I was saying that. Kolaymar means that you peel off the good meat on the top.
Right.
Not don't peel off the bad meat. You would think it means right. Klifa. No. Kolaymar stop sign. Four way stop sign. Kolaymar.
It says kolaymar ichel. So obviously.
Koylev oichel. No, so you would think koylev, you peel off the bad part and eat the rest. And that would teach you the only kind of klipa that's not so you can eat a tila. That's why Rashi's saying the word kolayma. Kolayma, koydech of the oichel, even at Shemagil Legid. Fine. Did I hear what I'm telling you? Because Allah is eating a tila. Okay, my Yoridea days. It's kind of klipa, kind of tila. Get on Osha, tzli. How much do you have to remove? How much do you have to remove? The Yoridea doesn't say. Halach al-Maisa, I literally pass you need kidei nitila.
Let's make it kidei nitila again. I remember that also.
Netila, it's much more than kidei klipa. So over here, the Gemara is misleading. If you're going to say kidei klipa means that you take off the bad part, so it's teaching you for tzli only kidei klipa. Rashi is telling you, if you say such pshat in the Gemara, you're making a mistake la halacha, and you can do averis. Koylef here is not going on the part that's bad. The part that's bad needs kidei netila. When it says koylef, it means koylef the good stuff on top.
Any.
Frag the Gemara, any, Ravuna. Gedi shetzilaoi bechelboy in its own fat. The gedi, and this is the gedi, the gedi anasha bechelboy in its own fat. Now the fat is mutter. The chelboy is mutter. What? We learned that. Bechelboy rashi shlenotal chelif hakloyos in its fat.
That's also fat.
No, I'm sorry, it's a different fat. I made a mistake. Bechelboy, you saw kedoshim. They don't need the chelif of the gedi. We learned that before. It's also in the bottom. But the chelba shloim not al chelva hakasev. So over here, the chelba Rashi injects, does this in the Gemara anywhere. Rashi is eating a lot of chishim in the Mishnah, in the Sora. That the chelav here means the chelav of the kloyos. Ha chelav shal gavi ha kloyos. Val, they come. And a whole beautiful drasha on the Shabbos is that it says, Vayero ho anoshim al hanoshim. What does it mean, al? What do you mean, al? We learned yesterday, last week in Machlekes, and it says the word al in Mamash Tafyomi. Al. Hakloyos al hakesolim. Does it mean on the inside or does it mean on the outside? So when it says vayavo hanoshim al hanoshim, it means in lachlekes what it means al. Just when it comes to the kloyos, doesn't mean you keep your distance. Al, when the two perushim, you have to dig out from within,
right.
Or you keep your distance only on the very very outside.
Perimeter.
So therefore, that's all shaila. How you tie so you can say this double zach when it comes like Yavoh Hanoshim al Hanoshim. You hear what I'm trying to say?
Yep. Bamavuna. Ain't even Mavuna. Giddish is a little
bit. So there is the Chaylev. Also, so it's Soloi. Also, Lech Lafil Meresh Ozna. Oh, the God Zach. It is no Chaylev by the Yal. I'm Poshle. It begins, the Kule. It goes all over the place. And for the Gemara, Shani Chaylev Dimifafe. I love that word. That's such a beautiful word. Vocabulary word to add that into.
Amazing that
the first. It penetrates. It penetrates very deeply. Frag the Gemara, really? With a chel of asr? Really? Are you telling me that it penetrates? Frag the Gemara, of Amarat Rabba Vachana, of the Havakamid of Yachlan, Bekanishta Dimaon, in the base Haknesses in Shemayim. Hashkifam Nimaon Kachacha. In Shemayim, they were eating, having a Sudas Livyasim. I'm just joking. It's the name of the place. Right? Mimoin. In the Mo'in. What was the Mo'in means in the bow. That was the name of the place. Bigadi. Shatzilla'oi bechaba. They have a gadi and they roast it with its fat.
The whole thing dancing.
Also v'shayluha l'Rabbi Yochanan.
There's no issue with the kid, just the chelba. Interesting.
Bigadi.
It was the whole thing in its entirety.
Okay.
There was no issue with the kid that was roasted with it. Interesting.
Well, the Gemara is saying now that the Gid, we already answered the Gid. The Gid only penetrates until only Kadei Netila. The Chelev was saying penetrates the Kule. So here the Mayas was Vishul Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar said, Koylev Yoichel Ad Shemegil Lechelboy. So he said, what should you do that it does not penetrate? Be Koylev, pull off all of the good, delicious meat and eat it. And when you get in the vicinity of the chelev of the kloyos, stop. Leave over kedei netzila.
So
you feel it comes to chelev. The Gemara says, "Who kocha shava?" That ma'isa, that chelev, that animal was a shvach animal. Shvach animal. Vaita. The Gemara is the normal vaita. Next is Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar. Another answer. Kulya bechelva hava. That was a kulya bechel. That was a kidney which is chelev the hava. The sharia Ravin. No, it's not going in. Oh, the chelev was not on the outside. It was the chelev on the inside.
We don't do like bus, only the bus that's at the top. So why in the other direction are we concerned? Who is concerned? Why are we concerned about the kloyos? We should be concerned about everything at Oznoi. That was his whole word.
No, so the answer is in that case, when it was also because the chelev was on the outside.
Gevaldik.
It was different types of chelev.
But we're not talking, so therefore what?
This case, when they said it's permitted, was the chelev was on the inside. There are different
inside
types
what?
Of the kidney.
Was the inside.
Yes, it is.
This is the outside of the kidney.
No, he's saying not.
And that's why there's a crumb. There's a crumb. Where's the crumb?
That's protecting the fat the and leaving the kidney.
Leaving
the kidney.
Leaving
the kidney. There are two types of fat.
Because it says over here, it's chelev al hakloyos.
Right. That's the previous case. The al hakloyos is forbidden. The fat that's inside is forbidden. Maybe we have a picture. This is different types of kidney. What's the picture of different types of fats?
I can see the Rashi on this here.
What? Where's everyone tonight? I was on vacation. What happened to the Arizal tonight? Quit. Sadi, Vav, no, there's no picture. Sadi, what is Sadi? Vav, on the base, Sadi. There's no, here there's a picture. It's Slavi Koyo. Gulei. Gulei. Gidi, Shetso, Bichalboi. Shachala Koyo. Aslava, no, doesn't show anything special over here. Maybe probably the Martin Sadi Sadiqas, on Aleph, Tracis. Here it is. Kuli Bichalba Hab Vashaya. Rashi. Bishum the Mafsa Kuram Tracis. Fishahi, you in quest of the Titus. Maybe it's here. Now that the Israel has some of the things that they can leave, we can leave the Kumat and the Lum of Earth. The Kumat and the Mafsa and the Hill of the Kuyo, the Shasta, the Shum Shum. All right. Okay, let's leave with that. We assume here that it's the Hill that's on the inside. Okay, it's the Hill that's on the inside. Vaita, so you get a Kasha? Are you satisfied?
How says the food in life? That's it.
There are two types of fats. There's the fat on the inside, the outside. Vaita. Next. Ravin bar Rav Ado Amar Kilkis be ilfasava. It was something that was this was Sheketz Dogim Gitan. It was a disgusting. It was a Kilkis be ilfasava. The also Yashil Rav Yochanan. In other words, the Amalahu lit ame kepfela arma'a. Saying a different story, a new story, or saying the same story. Saying the whole different story. Hold on here, you got the story all wrong. It wasn't a kolya. You mean they have a different girsa. It was kilkis. It's a fish. It was a fish that had a sheket. It was a non kosher fish. And it was the ilfis hava. In a ilfis is what? In a pan, in a pot of basar. He's saying the story to do with tzli. Nothing to do with tzli. We also shall Rabbi Yochanan. We have a little tzli to make kefil armo. Let the guy taste it.
Let's see if you taste this.
Let's see Rashi. Bilfish or basar in a pot of basar. Let's make kefil armo. Nachtoim, if you come, Nachtoim is a baker. Now notice that Rashi is very precise. A baker? A baker is no shaykh, it's to cooking. What are you asking a baker for? It says the Rashi Midaik, he can't say something, became a chef. A chef is not going to tell you the right answer. Why?
Because he knows.
He knows. He knows he can taste even something which is no time. He has unusual taste buds. He's trained to taste what's not usual. It's like using a microscope to look if you have a blemish.
So it's a cooler.
What?
It's a cooler that he's a baker.
He's telling you to use someone that's
baker,
innocent.
That's a cooler.
Right. He's telling you to use someone that's innocent. Nachdem Avichavim, Mashminen, the Mutal Lismech, Allah Lafi, Tumay, Lavloyo, the Uhu, Shatrichim, Loyal, Dover, Isra, and Heter. Don't let them know that we are depending upon him when it comes to matters of Isra, and Heter. Good? Okay, the Osho, Amar Rava, Rava says, Nay Gemara. Mereish, I have a call cautiously. I originally had the following question. Mereish, I have a call cautiously. Chod, the Talmud of the Braisa, Kidei Rosh, Beshibush, Babasa, Leivash, Babachala. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I originally had a kasha. Mereish, have a call cautiously, and I have a call kasha. Chod, the Tanya. Kidero shabishul ba basar bapat leivash b'chala v'im bishul b'nosin tam. Okay, a pot. You have to make a calculation over the entire pot because maybe the pot is shishim to the blias.
The walls.
Next, teruma leivash b'chulim v'im bishul.
In all these cases over here are the reverse as well.
Correct. Teruma leivash b'chulim v'im bishul b'nosin tam. Beish l'metruma ta'im lekayin is a way to detect the taste. Give to a kind of kain chulin and kain teruma. El bas v'cholav. When it comes to bas v'cholav, man tamlay. Hash of yelam yochlan samchina akefela armo. Oh, chinam
is
samchina akefela armo.
His name is
Armo.
Is Ramo in the name?
In the name itself.
Yeah.
Diyamar Rava. Om Rabbanim b'tamei. This Rava says Om Rabbanim b'tamei. Om Rabbanim b'kulif. Sometimes Chazal said you make calculations with shear. Rashi Omar b'tamei. And sometimes they said, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Maishai Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Rabbanan, the Shishim. And sometimes Rabbanan said Shishim. So we have really three different things: Shishim, Tam, Rachashulchan, and Tfela. And Shishim is much more than Tam, because sometimes Shishim is only when you have a default. And Tam and Tfela really are the same. And only sometimes you can do the time yourself. Koyein can do the time himself. And sometimes you can't do the time, you need to come on to a kefela. And when you can't come on to a kefela, then you come on to shishim. So everything is miyoshif.
And of course, you have to add over here that you cannot be mevatel the iser by adding more.
No. Truma v'chulin. They're tera. What are you talking about? Basel chal. You can't do basel chal. That's asa. No. Min b'she'ena mina they're tera. Chulin and truma. B'te'ema. Who's going to taste it? The koyein. Right. The isura. That is basel b'chalaf. When is the isura b'kifula? Min b'she'ena b'minoi. The leka. No. Here now, you go, what about min b'minoi? Okay. What about min b'minoi? Then there's no way you can wake, because even the guy can't discern.
Right.
Because so the b'minoi, you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat. Right. There's no one that can make that determination. No one. The mele, what do you do then? Then it's going to be shishin. Min b'minoi, the leka, the make al taima, inami, or min b'she'ena b'minoi, the sura and the leka kefela.
Not available,
you do a shishin. Good?
Yeah.
Next Gemara. Hanu atmeho so. Dim lichu be reish kalus. There was atmeho so. It's atmeho so. This means a piece of meat. There was a atmeho so. Means what? A piece of meat. What does that mean? Atmeho so. Yerechim. Yorech. There a Rashi on this word? No, there's no Rashi on this word. Okay? No. Maybe. No, there's no Rashi. I don't see any Rashi. Okay. Dim lichu be reish kalus. So that begida nashya. The gid hanoshe. They went and they salted. They did not take out the gid hanoshe. They first did the salting with the gid hanoshe that was there. So what? Now the shadow so was
what
maybe.
What happened to Reish Kalusi? He didn't protest.
Maybe they get to me. Maybe it was the kitchen. It was a big kitchen. They always trouble there. The Reish Kalusi always chucking there. Always trouble there. So what happened? Ravina or Saravina says, "Oh, you salted it together. It's going to be awesome. Why is it going? It's going to be awesome. Oh, Reserch Kimoliach." Asar, Rav Acha Bar Rav Ashi Shari. He holds no. There's nothing wrong over here with doing it.
Reseach is cooking or tzli. What is the reseach?
Reseach
is what?
Reseach is heat. All it is heat. Heat it means really cooking. Reseach.
On Shabbos, if you have radishes, you want to put salt in the radishes.
Shiloh, it's also the rabbanon. It's also the rice. Derech achila.
And the question is how you're putting this.
Pickling.
If you dip this radish in, it's not a problem. But if you put the salt on top of the radish,
that's like preserving it. Melicha. But that's not. That's very chumra. It's very achila. If it is, if you're doing it to eat right now,
I don't tell people that they will not to do it that way because it's really the halacha. There's really the halacha to do it, to dip it in and not to put the salt on the radish.
You're putting doimet, you don't put the salt to preserve it. Derech achila. Derech achila. Everyone was very negative. So also shayula, look at again. The machlokes over here. There was salt. What status they when it's all together? So also they came. Shayula Rabba Ravashi. Amar who told me Abba Shari. My tata holds this mother. Okay.
Obviously, you have to take out the gittin, but the point is, you don't
no coil. It's not. The salting is not going to cause the flavor of the gittin to go penetrate into the basar.
Amazing.
Omulei ravacha bara
bara bara.
My daitach. The other shemun b'liach hanikarasech. Why do you need so macha? Why do you come to pass to make trouble? Because of the yisoid that salting is in the b'seach. Kavush. Let me ask a kasha with another halachas. Kavush pickling. Pickling also a kikum b'vushal. There's another yisod, another similar yisod. If you pickle something that's the same size as mevushal, the Amar Shmuel, lo yishra elishna spash l'ba, avon nitz l'ba, yet nitz l'ba koyleif, v'yoch lach megil l'gid. V'chi teima, so therefore, what's the kasha? Yet, when it comes to kavush or kimavushal,
even if you say maliach kiroseach, like Shmuel says,
so what?
That's not a reason to be
just like when you have halach, when it comes to, even if you have a kavush, pickling, or kerosech, or Amar Shmuel, lo shemel, lo shene spashel bo, avol nitzle bo, kol v'chach megil agid, and v'chi teim, and my kerosech, to come and kerosech, now what's the kasha? So the kasha over here, look at Rashi, kovosh v'choymetz, we want to say now, Rashi says, v'choymetz, v'tavlin, v'kovash v'em yitzir, v'heti yachad, so the Rashi does not ask the kasha, so what's the kasha? The kasha over here is that sli roasting is no different than, roasting is no different than kovosh. Kovosh,
and we said,
and the very
same thing over here.
Oh, but if you want to go say roasting l'cha'oira is even stronger than kavosh. It's even stronger than kavosh. Kavosh, harikim avoshel. Now, so what, if you're going to take that word to mean that it's mamish, the zil bazach, there's no difference in between the two, then how can it possibly be that roasting is going to be more lenient than kavosh? Just like we know that when it comes to roasting, we're more lean than
bushel. Only
koylev.
So what are you
going to
tell me about
when it says by when it says that kavush harikim bushel, it doesn't mean literally.
And you'd have to take it
literally.
You'd have to once we'll make a whole production over there.
It's not the same thing. So to now when it says that moliach harikim roseach, it doesn't mean literally 100%. It means a little bit.
Than 100%. If you say it's kiroseach, you have to do the lefis
right,
situation.
Exactly. Maybe what it means that rosech means that it's kirosech the mevashel. So I have an answer. Let's go back to the thing before. It says that salting moliach harehu kirosech. So what do we want to say? We wanted to say to mean it meant roasting. Let's clarify what's going on. Let's go back a little bit. I'm a little confused. Let's go back. What happened? We have salting. Maliach harehu kiroisech. And therefore, what did he want to paskin? That the whole meat is osur. Because
well,
the gid.
Unless you did lefis babosa, babosa the lefis. You could do
right,
that.
But let's say we did not do that. Let's assume that we have a problem. So say, what's the problem? Just because you salted, because you're fatayich. Now, when you're saying kiroisech, you ask this kasha. What is the translation of rosech? Does it mean bishul, or does rosech mean sli? So if rosech taka means bishul, you got a big problem.
Right.
If it means sli, then you need what kedei netila. So in the hava mina, let's start again more very quickly. Ahuda at the most adad damlich bebereshkusa begid binasha. Ravina also Ravina passing that's going to be also Rav Ashi Rav Acha bar Rav Ashi Shari also lekame also shulul ma bar Rav Ashi. Amalahu is Abba Shavit's mother. Amalah Ravacha by Rav Ravina. Why do you want to say it's going to be awesome? Because says the Chazal, the Amar Shmuel, Moliach, Rekurseach. Oh, the male, it's going to be Gantz and go to the Reseach, go all the pendant of Gantzach. So if that's the case, let me ask you another Kasha. Kavush, if you pickle it, Harikir Mevushal. So it says the Kimavushal. So therefore, is it really Kimavushal? The Amar Shmuel, loy shanu ela shenispashal ba aval nitzla ba koylef vi oichel ad shemegiyah legit. So therefore, what's the kasha? What's the kasha?
Nechitesi that you want to tushdal meliach to bishul and make the whole thing also. Be medamet nitznitzla. Be koylef oichel.
Even if you make
Shmuel says, it's not an issa to make it the whole thing also when you did melicha. It's reseach. I don't know.
I will nit. What is he comparing to? I will nitzla, bakolef. Here's the key word. I have it now. Umikavan shemalicha dina kitzliya. It's like tzliya when you liya. Afkan hayitzach liyais adin sheyeh and butul lekloif mi basar.
That's Gufi's point. That's Gufi's point. It's saying malicha is like reseach.
Tzliya. What is it?
Malicha is like reseach. So the question is like you're saying. So if reseach, yes.
Oh, so therefore, what does it mean to reseach? Reseach of what? Tzliya. How do you know that? Because if Chazal Taka wanted to use the word mevushal, they use it. Because we have another, that's a very simple point. What's wrong with that one? It was it. Lo yishanu elo shen nispash lebo. Aval nitzlebo koylef yoichel ad shemegil legit. I'm sorry, I went too far. Rav amal rav achab rav ravina. My dad, what's your lomnis to see that if you salt the gid with the meat is also.
Because Chazal said,
and how do you taich kos rosech? What's the translation of the word rosech? You're touching it to mean what? Bishul. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Bishul penetrates the Gan Tzach. I'm sorry, sir, because if Chazal wanted to use the word Bishul, they say the Bishul.
Because they say Kovish.
Because Kovish. Bishul. So therefore, Chazal know what they're talking about. If Chazal did not say here, Bikim Avoshul, that's Sli, Melich HaRikim Avoshul, and they said and said, Melich HaRikim Avoshul, obviously, what does Rosech mean? It means Sli. And if it means Sli, what's the halacha? Only koylef. Koylef mevushal. Oh, so you see here it's mevushal, and there it's rosech. Rosech means sli. Oh, it's sli. The same Shmuel says that when it says sli, only kalifa. The Amar Shmuel, let Shmuel be shnei zvashal bav, and it's the bokel of mechalash megil again. No, it means the same thing. But Chazal not precise in their vocabulary. When they say rosech, it means also it means it. V'chite mohamayke rosech means the gamar rosech mevushal. No, don't do that to me. I mean, we emphasize the question. When it says kirasech, it means it's tzli kamar. So how come they're going to say tiyufta? It's a very simple answer because in a chanami chazal sometimes they say the same different words. That's exactly the answer. It's only a kosh. It's not a tiyufta. That's why
the pesach. You see, by karm pesach, there are times when you use the lashon of mevushal,
and there it really means tzli. So therefore, it's not a kasha.
Which is also.
You're not allowed to.
That makes it even shverer because you see Taka, it uses the Lashon of Vushal.
Even though you cannot be. Right. You see, the words are interchangeable.
Right.
That's only a koshia, it's not a tiyufta. Next Gemara. Amar, Rebbe Chanina, Keshayim Meshadim, Meshadim Beroitev, Vikibol, Vikatichos, Vikadeva. When you make the calculation of 60, let's see, I make a calculation. What's the calculation? So you have a piece of treif of meat, falls into a pot. Need shish. What goes into the calculation? The pot goes into the calculation. The spices, the kosher meat, the kitchen sink we throw in there as well. Okay? Throw in the wife also.
How do you measure the
Rabelsky knows all these calculations. The metal itself, you take the volume of the metal, that's also part of the calculation. The kosher meat, the gravy, the spices, and the metal of the pot is also included in the calculation. The gravy, the keeper. Keeper means the
skin. Why only the kider is doing like the walls? Why not the bottom of the pot?
Then also, of course, the walls are the bottom of the pot. Or the keeper, what's the keeper? The keeper means a little sediments. The sediments of basar.
Whatever you can do to get that, it's 60.
Even the wife.
You got to get that 60 number.
You have to throw the wife into the pot also. Masham, the bread, the keeper, the chatichas, the chatichas, the pot. Period. Alts goes into the pot. Some say b'kadeira atz. Some say b'kadeira atz. Some say b'mad the bulb. They know.
So what are we adding over?
Machloikas.
What are we adding?
So far, we did not say pot. Always so far, we pot. Now, when you say the vos meant the pot, does it mean the metal of the pot, What does it mean? The amount of liquid that gets absorbed in the pot. It's scientific. It's scientific. You have to go to a laboratory.
It's amazing that you would have a how many the pot itself.
Amazing. Why not the metal? The metal, so this is also calculated absorption. Look at there. I get there. I'm saying there. I'm saying the amount of liquid there is machlok. The scientific calculation in the pot. Look at Rashi. Rashi. The amount of bolo kedera. If we see kishnafel shem before shnis smite. Banan mashalin oisay lachash nispasho lekavol shenafal sham. The ain't those the thing. Okay, case when it got absorbed. You know what he's saying? Let's say the amount. The it disappeared. When we started off, we had a very precise amount of liquid. And now, after we cooked, guess what? Some of that liquid is missing. Who took it? Goldilocks and the three bears. Oh, where did it go? It went into the walls.
Could be evaporated. Let's see. Also. Could be evaporated also.
Oh, so how come we don't mention evaporation? Let's see, Rashi. Im re'inuhu kishnofal sham koidim shenismite. We knew exactly how much was there before it disappeared. Some of the liquid disappeared.
Goldilocks.
You have a cover in the pot. That's the aim, the heter, b'shishim boy. So we're able to make the calculation with the amount of liquid that existed when we started the process. Even though right now that liquid is nowhere to be found. You know why it's nowhere to be found? It got absorbed into the walls of the pot. It's there. You just don't see it. It's in the walls of the pot. What about evaporation? It seems like that's not our discussion now. We're discussing that if we started, there was a certain amount of liquid. Now we're looking now that liquid is missing. Where'd it go? It's absorbed the walls of the pot. So therefore, calculate the way it was originally. Whoever gave you the right to say that the volume, the metal content, or even the pottery, that the pottery of the pot, that can be taken into account.
You'd like it would be nice if you could.
The cave on Daf Ligu, look at Rashi. Rashi over here is going off on whim. Rashi only does Mishnah Tehillim. He only, because he has such common shilas in his days. He comes to Mamash Pasalach Lamaisa. The cave on Daf Ligu, Lushnevi, Surah, there I say he, Azlin on Lechum. Here Rashi, Psakalacha. I'm telling you, this is unique to this Mishnah. Unique to this Mishnah, Rashi comes to Paskin Halacha. In the Mishnah, the Shabbos, does Rashi ever Paskin Halacha? You know the whole Shabbos Balpeh. You know Shabbos Balpeh. You know, you think, come on, tell me Rashi and Shabbos. That Rashi passes halacha for you. Yeah. Go tell me Rashi in Masechta Beitza, where Rashi passes halacha for Hilchos Yom Tov. Go tell me Rashi in any Masechta where Rashi passes halacha. Lina L'chumra. L'chumra. We don't make the calculation. The Iker Hadav Kamosha Hu Bola for Nenim Mishnah. We look at the way it is right now. But then it goes in L'chumra. V'loy Mashinah B'mad Bola Kedera. Min Aheter. We don't even do that. Lefisha Afmin or Isser Nivli. Oh, so Rashi, we do nothing. Halakha Lamaisa, we don't calculate garnished. Why? Because you calculate what it would have been absorbed inside.
You got a problem.
The same way you have to assume that the heter got absorbed inside. Isser. So it balances each other out.
So forget about it.
Rashi seems over here, they do nothing. Garnish. You don't take anything into consideration. None of the above. We don't do the pot, because so, there's a shiloh there, so if we can calculate the pot, there are two different opinions, and so let's go, l'chumra, pot, you're out. Oh, what about calculating what it absorbed into the pot, that we should be able to do? Not so fast, because whatever, heter got absorbed, isser got absorbed, so it balances out. So the bottom line is that we pass like none of the above. And the mailer, you have to make a calculation what we have in front of you. You right. Cannot take a calculation what got absorbed because the stuff in the Gemara.
So what does the mandala that holds you do?
So I guess it's choylik. I guess I think Rashi seems to say that the Gemara later on that it's also a terrible issue like bala. The Gemara look at that now and disagrees that we can calculate what got absorbed in the pot. Or you want to see that the case of the Gemara is going in a very unique case when you first introduce the isser at a later point in time. Maybe then you can say different. Maybe not. If you first start off with water. And then later you introduce it. Maybe the water got a head start, got absorbed into the pot. I don't know. You can even say that. But maybe that mandiyam that later on comes to the chaylik on this mandiyam. Okay. The Ramadan is going to Rashi, coming to pass on lacha lacha, that we do not use the walls of the pot. Number one, number two, we do not use what got absorbed. Do we pass like this Rashi? I don't believe so. I believe not. I believe it's showing us that we do take into consideration. I think it goes so lukula, even the pot itself. It could be not enough for me. It's the rice, the rabbanon. It could be many. I remember my your day.
Right.
Omar, Rebbe Avohu. Omar, Rebbe Yochanan, call the same shabbat, Mishan, Kiluhain, Kain, Kiluhain, Botzel, the Kafloit. Now, we're rash. Then this means that before we had a little lift on, right? Lift on. Now we have another calculation. Rashi, Mishan, Oysam, Kilo, Isra, Botzel. The prohibition is onions, pungent. Oy Kafloit. What's Kafloit? Another very pungent type of fish. I have no idea what it is. The iluchinus in tam beheter zeh shespashul imay asray v'achisur the loy matzil limita inu kamar going min b'mina. He's discussing the only case when it comes to min b'mina when you can make the calculation, and basically it appears that this shishim, this number v'inam yishenim mina di isura v'lekva kefeil v'akati loy ayvzik halacha b'shishim. Oh, so here over here he's saying us what is going on over here? Didn't we have over here yishishim? This was before Chazal issued the Psak Halach of Shishim. Wow. Isn't it amazing, Gemara? That the Psak Shishim was a later innovation of Chazal. Isn't it amazing? Normally we think we have the Gemara already, it's all over. Everything already was decided. That's why they made the Tal Bavli. Tal Bavli already was a Tkufa when Alts was passed.
So it was not a Halach of Mashim Sinai, Shishim.
Shishim, no. It seems not. Very good. And this was said, this Chiddush was said, Basel was before they passed in Shishim. Murder Gemara, literally, and things mamish, dram the roim. Oh, my
Nachman.
What?
Beruma Shalayim.
Get on, give Nachman, give Bashishim. I'm going to go, oh, now he first mentions his principle called Shishin, then Gid Minaminyan, the Gid is not counting. He's the worst one he says of a Shishin. Okay? He says it goes to Gid, the Gid Anosha, we learn
from the Shishin. Mazel Tov is it's not from the Shishin. You need Shishim, can I get the Issa?
No, it's telling me, what does it say in the Mishnah? No, we never had this. We did not get learned Shishim. That was, we weren't mentioning one Mandema, but we learned in the Mishnah, Lifton in Boston. So now he's coming to say Lifton in Boston is the Shir of Shishim. That's what he seems to be saying over here. He's saying here, he says, Gid Shishim. Okay, so he's not making a new halacha, Rashi. He says, Shirachan, Ain be soon, but listen to him, yes, and Boston Kafel, the Ain given me, there's no Rashi on this. Okay? He says over here, Shishim, that's a Gid Shishim, and given that minion. And the Gid is not part of the Shishim. So in other words, you have to have 61. You have to have 60 against, not 59. There has to be 60 to 1. Kechal. Not Kechal. 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 Yeah, with Kechal, you have Kechal? Shocking. That is utterly shocking.
Utterly shocking. Utterly.
I can't believe
you said that.
What?
You said utterly shocking.
Utterly shocking. Utterly. Yeah. Wow, I didn't even know how to say that. Isn't that funny? How can you say that? What is it over here? Over here? It says over here, Kichol. Oh, you see what Taka said? Kichol?
Yeah, what
did you say? I think it was a cholam. Can you tell me the difference between a cholam and a komatz?
Chol,
there are two words. Chol lamed, chol and chol. You know the difference between the two? I don't know the difference.
Chol, the shishim.
I always just talk kichal. Sorry, kichal.
Even though the chol itself is also by itself.
Oh, you have to have kichal. Kichal minim. What is it also?
By itself, it falls into another pot. It has an issue because
it's
milk.
So kichal the shishim. Let's see Rashi. What do you know the shishim? Kichal is the shishim. What's the case, Rashi? Sure, Habasim Nosan Baitam. Where's the Rashi? Of Gachal Hoyle the Min Heterhu. Ibn Spashal Im Abosar. If you could Gachal Abosar, Mashin Labe Shishim, Labahadid, if only 59. Yeah, Maisa? If you take the Gachal, you think of the milk, you come. So since the Gachal itself is Heter the MS, it is because of the milk, so you only need this, so it counts for 1%. A very interesting Gemara. Kichal, it counts for 1%. Because it's basa. Basa is mutter. It just happens to be this milk absorbed inside. So you make the calculation. What? I'm
down.
I'm down with you.
Yes, yes.
It's not a chesed isur. The kechal is not a chesed isura. The kechal is basa. It has inside of it. Here, my chilik comes. It's a chesed isura. You need shishim. When it comes to the kechal, it's not a chesed isura. It's basa. It just happens to have inside of it milk.
Apparently, it is a chesed isura because if it would fall into another pot, you'd have a problem.
No, but let's say you cook it itself. You cook it right. Itself. So the chal itself, you didn't take out the milk. The chal itself is basa. So it's something you only need 6.59 to get the chal. The chal asa also. If you enough look there, but now let's say if you enough look there,
yeah, beitza, oyser, I mean, yeah.
Then you need to have 60.
The beitza.
What kind of beitza? Of a non kosher bird. A non, it's a chesli tzura. We just said that, but then you need shishim connected because now it becomes a chefsa di surah.